Welcome to another segment of Glancing at the Stars. With the holidays over, it's back to work. And with that comes the return to the routines that characterize most of our daily lives. Time away from my regular patterns made me aware of just how caught I am in the repetitious rhythm of doing what I do. Most of us have come to accept work as a defined set of hours, starting and ending at or around the same time on the clock, 5 or more days a week. For nearly everyone, work is a necessity to stay alive, to stay ahead of debt, to affirm one's worth. The financial system is set up to keep 99% of the population grinding away, and the religious systems reinforce the belief that work is a kind of necessary penance. I must admit, I believe the financial, religious, and political systems, to name a few, are designed to control the majority of people who must act in regimented ways to be accepted or to be acceptable. Freedom is anathema to those who pull the strings. So what's all this reflection have to do with astrology? Well, astrology and other predictors of human behavior work better the more people operate within well-understood limits. As a society, we quickly recognize those who don't fit in and indeed label them misfits. They can present a problem to authorities because they don't or refuse to conform to the standards the majority has agreed to. As an astrologer, it is easier to make a forecast for someone whose life repeats day after day with little variation. Major transits that intrude on such habitual patterns can be predicted accurately, since the astrologer knows how they can disrupt the normal routine. Of course, for most of us, significant transits, whether we know them as that or not, are to be overcome so that we can return to normal, quote unquote, as quickly as possible. In my own work, I have noticed it is more difficult to predict how the transits will play out in the lives of people who tend to live moment by moment. The planets will manifest their inherent qualities, but for these people, they have a wider range of possibilities to access. One of the debilitating consequences of habitual behavior is becoming numb or insensitive to the subtleties of life and to the freedom that each moment contains. It is difficult to see the world afresh when we are continually retracing the same steps with our heads down and our eyes and ears closed. One of the challenges of living in this world is how to renew ourselves while caught in ongoing patterns. It can be done. It requires attention. And as always, astrology can serve as a guide. Knowing the major transits that will affect you in the coming year and years are opportunities to refresh and renew yourself, simply because they point to those times when the patterns can break. These are times to embrace rather than to avoid. Being aware of them can make a big difference in the quality of your life.